You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
In 1 hour at 4 o'clock, we're giving away tickets to Rod Stewart at Meriwether. Make sure you're listening to Grant and Danny right here on The Fan.
As Washington prepares this offseason to protect its star quarterback, what are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morad can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
I have done my best to avoid all content on the Eagles having a Super Bowl parade today. It's not my job sitting in this seat as part of the Washington, D.C. 106.7 The Fan radio station and airwaves, broadcasting live right now to the DMV and to our friends in Richmond. We welcome them for the next 3 hours.
Hi, Richmond.
AM 910 FM 105.1. It's not my job to pretend to be impartial. I'm not an Eagles fan. I don't like it when Eagles fans are happy, okay? So I'm not going to sit here and watch you guys all party and high five and act like everything's happy and that's great. But I do have to tell you that I have seen several videos just via my timeline today. I didn't mute words. So there are things that are finding me. They're crossing my desk, if you will. The desk that is the internet.
Sure, yeah.
The two best things I've seen as far as content from the Eagles parade that I will give credit to and I will shout out. Number one, I love Saquon Barkley as a guy. I don't know how you couldn't. The little things that I have seen about him for years, I've really, really liked. He's got a cute little daughter that he has this great relationship with, and there's all these amazing videos, but he just seems so damn likable. I saw a story the other day where Jimmy Fallon invited him on. He's like, I'm happy to come on, but the O-line's got to come on too. So Jimmy Fallon invited the O-line, and Saquon came on with the O-line. That's great. He's walking the parade route, high-fiving people. He's like down off the bus doing that move where you go meet some fans.
Yeah.
And as he's running along, he like stops and grabs this guy. And apparently it's the ball boy or one of the ball boys. I don't know if it's at training camp or every game or the preseason or whatever. And he's like asking him a question, and it's pretty clear. He's like, you're not in the parade? You're not on the bus or whatever? And the dude's like, nah, I'm here. And so he just starts lifting him up over the railing, brings him over the railing onto the street, and immediately starts like pushing him toward the bus. And he's like, you're with me now.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That is awesome. I am a Saquon Barkley guy, and I don't care who knows it. He's a good dude.
Mm.
But what a moment.
Yep.
Sees the ball boy, and he's like, you're not with us? Why are you in the crowd? Dude's like, I'm just here, man. Nobody told me anything. Not anymore, pal. Not on my watch. You're with us. That's cool.
It is, and it bothered me. It's much easier for me when my enemies are also bad people. You know what I mean? Like,
he's not your enemy.
Yes, he is.
He's just a football player on a team you don't like.
Yep. Otherwise known as Eric the... Yeah. The point is...
A rival?
Enemies.
A football rival?
An enemy. Jalen Hurts is a good dude. I've always rooted for Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is a good
dude. And then he arrives in Philadelphia, and it's like... Okay, come on, compartmentalize.
I saw a video, I don't know when this was, it had to be the last 72 hours, right? Jalen Hurts was on The View, and they had this skit. I won't even give it the credit of being called a bit.
Okay.
It was a skit. Where whoever the four hosts were, I know one of them was Whoopi, she didn't do it, but the other three, and I didn't recognize any of them, but, you know, just attractive females, they basically were, like, out on this field, and they were, like, a fake field, like, technological field that's on the floor based on whatever studio they're in, and they're running, and he's throwing them passes, like, pretty much 5 yards, they turn around, they catch it, they dance in the end zone or whatever. But they had him doing this thing where they're, like, all catching passes from Jalen Hurts. He looked exhausted. And for them,
just had no interest in it at all.
They were very excited. But, like, just to be doing that bit is, like, that's a nice thing. You don't have to be doing that. Right. You're on the View. They could just be all sitting there talking to you. They're like, hey, we want to do this thing. We're going to throw us all touchdowns.
Are we really doing that? We could just sit and talk also. I'm pretty classy, dude.
He just seems like a good dude. He's like, yeah, no problem.
So it was easier growing up when it was like, you know, every other day a cowboy would get arrested or do something terrible. And it's like, yep, no problem. I already hate him. This feels right. I saw that too with Barkley. So it makes it harder. But I still find a way. I'm still good at it. I still can't stand them. And I'll root against them every time and always. But I did see that.
So here's another one. A fan of the Eagles, decked out in all of his green, headphones on, staring at his laptop, taking a Zoom work meeting from the parade route, right there, like two rows away from the guardrail, where he's just sitting there and the buses are flying by and he's enjoying the parade. But he's very clearly, you can see someone's recording it. There's like six people on a Zoom from work and he's like listening, like nodding and putting his thumb up. Dude was like, work's coming with me today.
Yeah.
And I'll be at the parade. So I don't know how much he had to talk and how loud it was every time he turned on his microphone, but that's a football guy move right
could
there.
Could you mute yourself? Why?
I think that's amazing.
Yeah, well, there's a huge Super Bowl winning crowd.
Which is the weirdest place you've ever done a work Zoom? Probably from the Eagles championship parade.
Yeah, it beats my one seat, which is a bathroom once where I didn't know my camera was on, which is the whole other subplot.
I don't know about that.
I did it for a few seconds and I went, oh my God. Like, I thought I just had it on black and
for
I was listening.
This place?
No, it wasn't here. It was like some other kind of, I don't remember what I was doing, but it was some kind of quick call. And I went, oh, yep, yeah, let's get rid of that. And I went to the nether room and it was fine because it was on my phone.
You were going like a half Jeffrey Toobin?
You never want to go full Toobin.
You cannot go full Toobin. The funniest thing about the Toobin situation, which is not that funny, is when he came back on air, I'm sure you've seen that viral clip so many times. Where it's like a year later after he's been suspended.
You got to be on probation a little while after that.
So you don't get to go on TV for a while.
Yeah, you got to take a time out.
Obviously, when you're a newsman and credibility matters and those things. But he comes back on and he's sitting at the desk and this woman is explaining what he had done. And she's like,
he's got to sit there.
Have you seen the video?
No, I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm going to send it to you during the break. It's one of the funniest things. And she just telling everyone what he did and he goes, And he's like, what would you like me to say about it? But it's like, there's probably a better way to have handled it than her just bringing him on and just repeating the worst day of his life and why he
hasn't
been
here. In like a newscaster voice. Yeah,
for several months.
I'd let him do it. I would say, or like let him do the apology or something like that. But she's chronicling the event.
You probably have to acknowledge it. But the way she did it, it just could have been done so much better.
That's amazing.
So my family was at the zoo today. Here's why I'm telling you this. You know what they saw at the zoo today?
What?
A panda.
Pandas.
Do you know why that's interesting?
There are pandas at the zoo?
It's interesting because do you remember when the pandas were leaving America?
They did leave.
I know. And there was an unbelievable amount of coverage we talked about. The choppers were following them along the highway. You don't remember that?
I remember it vividly.
It was one of the wildest coverage days I can remember in local news. It was straight out of Anchorman. Brian Fantano wasn't there. Everything else was exactly like the movie. They did all that because if you remember, we were losing pandas. We were returning them to China.
Yeah, they were on loan and they were getting them back.
But the fear was we could go years and years, decades without pandas. That was only a couple years ago. My family's at the zoo right now and there's pandas, which means since then they have gotten pandas back. They have grown up enough to be out there, whatever had to happen. Mm-hmm. And they're just there to be seen.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe we overrated the end of the pandas leaving the first time when we followed them along the highway.
Now I see where you're
going. And people were like driving 70 miles an hour and their cameras hanging out the car.
Yeah, like it was the white Bronco.
It was O.J. Simpson and the getaway Bronco. The coverage was unbelievable.
Yes, it was.
Because we were never going to have pandas again because, you know, we're not necessarily best friends with China and our deal is up and they played their three-year contract out and they're a free agent.
They're free agents now.
China wants them back. Yeah. We're not going to get pandas. It seemed like it worked out pretty well.
It seems like it's fine. Yeah, that's to me is the pinnacle of local news. Is like, imagine if pandas had to leave during a snowstorm. I mean, these people might short circuit and just start shooting electricity out of their eyes. You know what I mean? Like, just whatever that is, it just feels
imagine
so
if
out of touch.
There were no pandas
people,
left
right.
on the rack in the aisle right before the snowstorm.
In that moment, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at a local supermarket, and there's no toilet paper or pandas, like, and they can't handle it. I don't know. And maybe I'm a curmudgeon. In fact, I'm sure I am. But, like, I just felt like there's a small subsection of people, and maybe there is a crossover, and those are the folks that are, like, eagerly watching local news just to see what's going on at 5 p.m. on a weekday. But, I don't know who you were talking to. This is my thing now, and I understand a lot of stuff is not for me. Like, I get it. I'm not your target. I'm not the demo. I'm either in or out on a lot of stuff, and you guys aren't bothered with me, or you are, and you're trying to reach me. That's fine. I don't know who that was for. You see what I'm saying?
It was wildly popular. Everywhere I went, people were talking about the pandas.
So then maybe I'm the weird one. I guess is what I'll say.
I don't think you are. I think young people, and in this case, I'm considering you young.
Wow.
So that gives you an idea of the age bracket we're talking about. Cared not that much about that. I also
I'm Jacob
would say,
in this. That's awesome.
I think dudes under
100,
45 don't care about the panda leaving.
So I only knew.
Maybe I'll just stop at dudes. Dudes didn't care about the panda leaving.
Okay.
That was my take.
I knew. I haven't seen her in a long time. I used to have a coworker when I was a government contractor with DOD. The nicest girl ever. Also named Megan. Not my wife Megan, but a different Megan. Okay. Megan was just so sweet. She had a really stressful gig. She worked for somebody that was like a tyrant that was really hard to deal with. And so her deal was she found a panda camera that you could subscribe to, and it just had video of the pandas at the zoo.
I have seen the panda camera.
And she, what was like when she's like, instead of like hyperventilating into a bag or like, you know, going and crying somewhere or doing something, she would just look at the pandas. And it made her happy. She loved the pandas. And I said, you know what? Whatever
pandas
butters your bread.
Cool.
That's your panda thing. And that was it. And she's the only person I knew who might have been watching. Where they're like, the pandas are leaving, I'm sad. I can't imagine being moved to any kind of emotion at all. Wait, how many times you go see? If you saw them every day and they're leaving, okay.
You're buddies with them.
Yeah, fine. You went a time?
Well, for me, this is like preparing for a snowstorm and having all the coverage and then not getting any snow. We did this big... Oh my God,
oh,
we're losing
production.
Pandas. We'll never have pandas again. If you didn't go see the pandas, you missed out. But don't worry. We're going to show you them as they get on the truck. We're going to show you them inside the truck.
You can't see them. You're just looking at a box truck.
And we're going to watch them all the way until they get on the boat to leave.
Yeah, they're going to a port in a U-Haul. And I'm supposed to get... Oh,
but
so
we
weird
have pandas now.
Yeah.
We have them again. And and nobody... That wasn't as big a story that we got them back, I guess.
This just in, our bad. Where's that?
You're not going to get that.
Sorry for overdoing it.
Speaking of our bad and overdoing it, the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers.
Tough.
Do you think a team has ever regretted a road it drove down more than the Jets and Aaron Rodgers drive? On their GPS at some point, they're like, we could go here, we could go here. And then it's a Aaron Rodgers place, turn right. And they did. Now, if you just go a little ways down and turn around, maybe that's like after the Achilles or after that first season. Maybe you don't do crazy damage. But everyone's going to want to bring up one contract that was bad for a team, and every club has those. Danny, they gave $75 million to Rodgers over a couple of years, including the, I think it's $59 million in dead money that's still set to come his way.
Oh, man.
They traded two twos for him. So you're talking about two early picks. And by the way, a two for them now. As a bad team each of the last 2 years, you know, more mediocre bad last year and this year just flat out bad when he actually played more games. Those are not like the 26th pick in the draft twos. Those are earlier second round picks. Those are closer to ones than threes. Then, because Rodgers wanted some friends to come with him and wanted to get the perks that he didn't get in Green Bay, he wants Alan Lazard. He wants Randall Cobb. He wants Tim Boyle as backup from Green Bay at one point in time. So they bring those guys in, and that's contracts and commitment to those guys. Then he wants Davante Adams at the trade deadline. So you trade a three for him. So now you're out two twos and a three, plus all the money that I've just mentioned and those contracts, all to win five games, by the way. Plus he wants the quirky little coordinator that he likes, Nathaniel Hackett.
Now you got to do that.
Was already been fired by the Broncos, and now he's available. But now you're going to rip play calling away from him. The whole thing's weird. Everything that they did to appease him for two football seasons, to lose and have him not play very well after he was hurt for the first year. You cannot convince me that a team has put itself in a worse business position by going all in on a guy at any point.
Like, so I
come up with one example.
I racked my brain trying to, I mean, what do you search on the Googles for this? You know what I mean? Like, worst team decisions. They're all the one bad contract. I think the only thing that rivals it is actually still going on. The only thing that rivals this, and it may exceed it depending on your perspective, is Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. Think about what they gave up for Deshaun Watson. First and fourth round selections.
Oh.
First and third round selections. And first and fourth round selections in three consecutive years. The largest contract in terms of guaranteed money that you could possibly have.
He ruined the Browns.
His cap hit this coming season, $72.9 million. That, now, it's going to be renegotiated or changed or whatever. I can't remember exactly when the what they did in terms of altering that, but that's what it was scheduled to be when they signed the deal. And that's in advance of 2026 when it goes down to, oh, wait, I'm told it's the same, $72.9 million in terms of cap damage. They still need a quarterback. It's a mess. The PR has been terrible. Now, they didn't do the things that you're talking about with the Jets. In other words, that's a bad trade, a bad contract. But you didn't have to go get 17 guys from Houston because they were okay that time. You didn't have to go get this guy or that guy or this personal coach or this.
Well, there were less moves, like quantity-wise, for sure. You didn't go get receivers and backup quarterbacks and stuff like that. But I don't know why Watson didn't come up as I was thinking about this. And I thought there's no way a team has ever screwed itself more with a move. Yeah, I mean, the Browns were pretty good. Like on the quarterback away, verge of being legit, and they stink now. And Myles Garrett wants out, and their fans hated them the moment they went, I mean, some of them, and got Deshaun Watson, and they alienated people by doing that. And just doing that, you put your neck on the line a little bit because you're going and getting a guy that is...
Some baggage there, right?
The bad boy of the league at that moment. And then he plays the way he has, which has been one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL since.
So to me, it's almost two separate categories. One is, I think, the worst trade in NFL history. I believe that.
Well, there's no denying that. Trade is the worst trade that any team has ever made.
When you combine contract, performance, what they gave up, et cetera, there have been giant hauls that were one-sided. This is now, I think, number one. But so that in terms of a trade, the Rodgers thing in and of itself, that one move doesn't compare to that. But when you add up everything that you also mentioned, personal coach, who knows what changes are like, there can be no purple in any rooms because I saw that in a vision that I had. I can't have someone, that's eaten tomatoes in the same week as me. So you got to move this guy. All the stuff we don't even know about with how crazy that dude is and how much of a pain in the ass he is. Like your whole culture changed. Whereas this one guy was just bad at football. And you probably shouldn't have traded, not even probably, you shouldn't have traded for him. He's a jerk. This dude was supposed to be the savior in terms of Rodgers. And you followed him into the dark abyss.
I think there is a case that the Browns deal ruined them more and faster because of how badly Watson played and how much fully guaranteed money. It's the contract.
Yep.
No one had ever gotten anything close. It's like everyone makes $10, $12, $14, $15 over a few years. And you're like, we'll give you $73. It's like, wait,
I'm sorry.
Oh, and don't forget the 11-game suspension he had to serve first before he even played for them.
It's a great point.
Jeez.
He did not get to play until the end of the season. They brought him in knowing he was going to be suspended, and he sat for 11 games, which, by the way, was the best thing that ever happened to them. because they got 11 mediocre quarterback games.
They got a handful of Flacco games.
Which is better than him being terrible. That was before Flacco, I believe. Flacco came in when he was injured. They had Jacoby Brissett.
Oh,
then Jacoby Brissett outplayed him.
Mm.
Then the next year was Joe Flacco.
Flacco.
Who outplayed him as well.
Oh, yeah. The
and then this year he was being outplayed by Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
And that's with Jameis Winston throwing a pick six every three drives. Still better than Deshaun Watson. Absolutely crazy. Oh, I'm still going to say that the Jets and Rodgers, because of the level of commitment mm-hmm. with the totality of like making the house ready for him.
Yep.
All the rooms get repainted, all that stuff. But the Watson example is a really, really good one. Teams have just gone head over heels crazy for quarterbacks. They're willing to do anything.
And I get it. Must be nice to not have to worry about that.
Never again, hopefully. Well, we have to. Certainly not for a while. All right, it is Valentine's Day. That gave us the idea of talking about some DC sports athletes worth loving. We'll explain next on Grant and Danny.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I should probably not turn my mic on to cough. I should turn it off to cough.
You got it just in time to cough. It's habit, man.
In my mind, I thought I turned it off.
Yep.
But I turned it on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
We're habit creatures. The music plays, you hit the thing.
Everyone's having fun.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Darris, Toby on the production today. It is Valentine's Day. We wanted to have a little fun, let our hair down on this program. We decided we would rank our top five DC sports hunks. These are the hunkiest DC sports athletes, the way that we see it at this point, in honor of Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're able to call us at 800-636-1067. Tell us what we got right and wrong. And ladies, you will move to the front of the line.
Today, respectfully. Yeah.
And only today, mm-hmm. as we talk about DC sports hunks.
Mm-hmm.
But without further ado, Danny, on Valentine's Day, who is your number five DC sports hunk?
So this is a nod to my wife. And what she's taught me is that the conventional, like, dude that I think is really handsome, that's obvious, like the prettier type gentleman, you know, you'll see a couple of these guys reflected on this list, of course, is not always for everybody. She loves Yellowstone. We watch Yellowstone together. It's not for the plot. She loves the, like, rugged cowboy kind of a guy. All right? Tressway. Backwards hat. Aw shucks attitude. Amiable. Gets along with everybody. Good-natured. Fun-loving. You know, would have a cool idea for a date. Great picnic. Something like that. Maybe you go out and throw the pigskin. Maybe you go to Topgolf. Either way, Tressway makes my five.
He's got an aw shucks thing.
That's my bit, yeah.
That makes it work.
Mm-hmm.
He is 34 years old.
Yeah.
Going to be a little older than most of the guys on this list,
okay.
I'd imagine.
But there's room for that. I mean, there's a little seasoning, you know?
All right. Number five on my list, we're going to the Diamond, the number five hunkiest athlete in DC sports on this Valentine's Day, Grant and Danny. Jake Irvin of the Washington Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Irvin, who is not a baby. This is not a spring chicken here, okay? He is 27 years old. He's going to be 28 in just a couple of days. He's a big fella. He is 6'6" and about 240 pounds,
yep.
Jake Irvin.
Old diesel.
I could see him chopping down some trees in the offseason and, like, doing outdoorsy type stuff. He normally keeps his beard pretty well manicured. He's got the lettuce that flows out of the back of the hat as well with some curls. Jake Irvin cracks my list as the number five hunk athlete in DC sports.
So I tried to go off the beaten path here a little bit. Jake was nominated, of course. I went up and down the Capitals lineup. There's going to be another Capital featured, as you guys probably already guessed. You've listened to this program before. Let's talk about Matt Roy. Matt Roy's got something going here. Matt Roy is handsome. It's a nice manicured beard for Matt Roy. I will say doesn't look as good in his helmet as other Capitals do, but helmet off, it's a nice coif, good hair situation, good eye contact. It's a serious straight across eyebrow. There's no natural furrow to it. Matt Roy.
I think Matt Roy is surprised to hear his name called, if I'm being honest.
That's part of this list, too, to me.
I'm looking at Matt Roy. It's your list, not mine.
That's right.
Matt Roy is a great stay-at-home defenseman. He's a fine enough.
Wow.
Looking dude. Top five.
Could somebody help Matt Roy up from that bus that backed over him?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I, too, went with the Caps defenseman. I just went with the correct one. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Jacob Chychrun. But if you've ever looked into his eyes, you got lost somewhere along the way. His eyes are so blue. His eyes are so blue.
How blue are they?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jacob Chychrun. Like, I don't want to spin this computer around because this camera will fall.
Yeah, the whole thing will fall down.
Everything will.
I looked at Jacob Chychrun.
Jacob Chychrun's eyes are so blue. In the words of Lloyd Christmas, suck in like tractor beams.
Tractor beam, suck me right in.
I mean, blonde hair. He looks kind of like a bad guy in a, you know, one of these movies.
Yeah, it looks like in a Bond movie.
That or like Bruce Willis is involved in a tower maybe in like a Die Hard kind of scenario. But he's just a Florida dude. He's from Florida. Jacob Chychrun, man. Also shredded.
Yeah.
Like there's no one in town, I don't think, he ripped as
it like Joe Rogan diet? He eats like raw moose liver, and that's it.
He drinks eggs and eats like raw parts of animals that no one knows exist.
Right.
Jacob Chychrun's going to be number four on my list.
This one hurt. You're now into the top three. I want this. I feel like this guy could be first in a lot of cities. This guy could be first or second in a lot of places. He's third on my list.
and I feel like I still got it wrong. He's all 6'6". His hair, his jumper, Corey Kispert, top three.
We might have the same top three.
Yeah, the top three is going to be similar, I think, yeah.
Top three DC sports athlete hunk, also Corey Kispert. He's a good-looking fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he rolled into Top Golf while we were doing the show live?
And it was thrilled to see us.
We're normally not speechless. We were that day. You sleep on the size, though.
Yeah. That's what I mean, 6'6".
I know you referenced height, but I'm saying I think in person, if him and these other guys are all there, he might stand out a little bit more.
Yeah, because you forget when you watch the association that he's a wing. And they're Alex Saar 7 feet and Koulibaly 6'8". That's a 6'6" dude, man. That's a big man.
Now, Corey Kispert has the built-in advantage of the word kiss being in his last name.
Every kiss begins with Kispert, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, 25 years old. Corey Kispert being 25, there's like this sweet boy vibe that he gives off.
Okay.
Like, he's going to help the old lady with her groceries. I don't necessarily get that vibe from Jacob Chychrun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Chychrun's a little bit of a bad boy.
Tressway might have done that, but it's been a few years. He's too busy with his own kids now.
That's right.
Kispert's just looking for people to help at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get that down for you? So maybe he should have gone higher up the list.
Can I knock down this jump shot for you?
I've also got him three, which means, again, we are flying right now toward having the same top three, which is tough.
I think everybody knows.
Number two is still on the Washington Nationals for the moment. And
it's a little more crowded on three, one, two, three. Stone Garrett.
Stone. His name is Stone.
Yeah. It's not Mark. You know what I mean?
If it was Mark Garrett, maybe he's not on the list.
There, I mean, when you go, you know what? That's inappropriate. I'll say this.
Interview Stone Garrett once.
One time.
And try to just not ask him about how handsome he is. Try.
Muscles. That is a muscular muscle man. A lot of muscle happening.
His muscles have muscles.
Yeah. His biceps have triceps. Like, that's where he is.
His triceps have kneecaps.
Seriously.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Stone Garrett.
Stone.
Plus,
Stone Garrett.
Seeing how much he cares. Gets injured. The whole team is in it for him. He battles back. There's a perseverance there. There's a loyalty from Garrett. Stays around town in the offseason. Which brings us to number one. I think this one's pretty obvious.
One, two, three, Tom Wilson.
Will Tom Wilson ever not be number one?
Because
he's been around for a decade at this point. Like, you would think he may have aged out of the top spot.
No, he's more in the top spot now than he was then.
So many newcomers have come along to try to take a shot at the king, and they've missed, I guess.
When he took that puck to the face and his cheek was open and it was swollen, like he just got his wisdom teeth out, still number one. Even in that moment, half his face is better than everyone else's.
Tom Wilson's 30 years old.
Yeah.
30.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying he's still number one.
Yeah.
And I didn't even really think twice about it.
Like, he's going to get more distinguished. Like, when he'll be 40, you'll go, oh, that's ridiculous.
When the teacher handed out the piece of paper and said, I need 5 names, 1 to 5. This is your opening exercise of the day. Most handsome hunk guys in DC sports. Who is it? You and I both start writing. I went right to the top and put Tom Wilson, and then I kind of started after that.
Yeah, I went Tom Wilson. I was like, okay, is Stone 2 or is Corey Kispert 2? I hemmed and hawed, went back and forth.
If I'm being
then
honest, I had to go, is Stone Garrett still on the Nationals? I had to make clear that he was still on the Nationals.
Yeah. Don't get stuck with that part of it.
Oh, this is a great tweet here from Kristen. Great tweet at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny if you want to give us some feedback. I actually thought about this recently, and maybe this could be a Jake Irvin looking over his shoulder. This could replace him at number 5. Kristen says, I got to go off the reservation. How about Bobby Wagner, A-plus smile, and I feel like he would give a great hug. You know he gives a great hug. You see it all the time.
Yeah.
He's hugging all of his
buddies. After all the plays and the achievement.
He has the best smile. If this list was best smile in DC sports, I think Bobby Wagner would get it. So, yeah, he is in the conversation. He was also the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
The Man of the Year.
That's got to mean something, Danny.
So, it's been pointed out to me a couple times already. Something you and I didn't do. Something that had ladies in other cities tuning in to Washington preseason games. Something that had our wives asking us all sorts of questions.
Oh, I know. I got texts from my wife right now.
Yeah, my watch buzzed because my phone buzzed. Where's Sam Hartman at?
Oh, my God.
So that's a mistake. I messed that up.
Respectfully to Sam Hartman, this is how out of sight, out of mind he's become.
Oh, that's tough.
And does he have to be on the 53-man?
I mean, we just did it for Stone, who's a spring training invite.
That's a good point. I mean, if Stone Garrett qualifies.
I mean, he's practice squad Peter.
Honestly.
He was up on game day.
If Sam Hartman is going to be on this list. Look, I'm not infallible. I asked for suggestions.
Yep.
I said, ladies front of the line, tell us what we're missing. And they've spoken. So here's what we'll do. Sam Hartman.
We got to redo that.
You're climbing up past number five.
Okay, watch this.
You're climbing up past number four. Oh, look, there's number three in our rear view mirror.
Cut and
Sam Hartman,
paste.
Number two behind Tom Wilson.
That's what I've got too. So Kispert just jumped to dumped down to four.
Yeah, three is Stone Garrett, four is Kispert. I'll go five Chychrun, Irvin, sorry, buddy, off the list. And Bobby Wagner also receiving votes.
All right, here's what I've had to do. This is an upset. I'm keeping Tress Way in my five, and I'm bumping Matt Roy.
Oh, get out of here.
That's what I'm doing. I'm telling you.
Nobody's a bigger Tress fan than me, but what are you doing?
Well, you're running Tress under the bus, and you've done it twice. This is the second time you've done it now.
Tress agrees with me.
He doesn't.
He doesn't actually get what you're...
But that's part of the charm.
You're angling to be friends with them or something.
No one
knows what you're
doing.
That's
part of the charm. That's what you're not getting. The charm.
Is Tress handsome? Yes.
It's the aw shucks. The kind of leader you want is a leader that says, I don't want to be a leader.
I'm not saying you can't have him come to a formal. This is the GD Catalina wine mixer. Okay?
Right. This is my point. It's the Catalina wine mixer.
It's your list. It's your list. So, by the way, you just knocked off a higher number to keep him on. That's
I know
a
what
tell.
I did. I know.
That is a tell that you are angling for something.
I'm not.
But anyway, give me your list.
Tressler, five. Corey Kispert, four. Stone Garrett, three. Sam Hartman, two. Tom Wilson, one.
How did we forget Sam Hartman?
That's an omission.
It
that's
makes
a
you
problem.
Think we're losing our fastball.
Seriously.
When both of us miss out on him, like, we're not good at this anymore, right?
I mean, my phone was jumping up and down. Multiple people are like, Sam Hartman, idiot.
Somebody asked if we can do former athletes. I mean, I guess it's your list, right? I mean, there's no real rules. I mean, we're just guys talking about.
Sure. Like, you want to put Rod Langway on there because you like mustache guys? Yeah, do what you want.
Whoever moved the needle for you, you go for it.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we need to be overly serious about how we put together
right.
our list.
The rules of formality here, but that's not what we're doing.
Right. All right. I feel good about mine. Yours exists too.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wilson, Hartman, Garrett, Kispert, Chychrun. I like where I'm at. Although. Is it too late to make one more change? I mean, Bobby Wagner over Chychrun, I think, actually plays a little bit. It's tough to say. I'm a big smile guy. Bobby Wagner, great smile.
Hmm.
Like, a tooth company. Is a tooth company a thing?
A teeth company?
A tooth company? A company where it's just a tooth.
And, a single tooth?
They're like, did you lose a tooth? We'll send one to you. We're the tooth company.
We're the tooth company. One at a time.
dental companies.
Sure.
Invisalign, I don't know who. Somebody that deals
Crest.
With teeth has to do something with Bobby Wagner. It's just perfect smile.
Okay.
Him and Chychrun, what do I do? Loves me not. We'll go Wagner 5.
Wow.
Yeah, Wagner
wow.
5. I'm not happy about this. Now, if Jacob Chychrun signs a long-term deal, I would consider putting him back on the list.
All right. Is it who signs first gets the fifth spot?
Yeah, sure. Why not? A little competition. Just dangle that out in front of the guys.
Now, guys, I know you're considering other moves, but... You'll get on Grant's top five.
Happy Valentine's Day from the Grant and Danny radio program. We will win off the field next. Beltway Blitz at 4. We're giving away tickets, remember. That's in 18 minutes to see Rod Stewart. This is The Fan. Time to figure out how you're winning off the field. You can call us. To be part of the segment at 800-636-1067. An off-field win is something that made you smile, but nobody else would care about. It's a very mini victory. It is a moral win for you on this Friday. An example would be, in my case, I got in my car today not being able to find my wallet. Didn't know where it was. Thought I might have to come to work without my wallet. But while taking my daughter to school, I put the flap down on the little fold-down
the sun visor.
Part of the mirror in front of me, and my wallet fell right on my lap. Therefore, I am the owner of a wallet, obviously.
Right, you have a wallet.
But also... when
being off the field.
By the way, I looked over at Darius. I mean, he was kicked back, arms on the back of his head.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he has never done the segment before. Had no idea he might have to hit a button there.
Well, what people don't know behind the scenes is that Bruce is also here, and Darius has to be the one to poke him.
Right.
Like, Darius has to poke him with the stick so that Bruce says something, because Bruce is confused. I mean, this is all way too much for him.
I think it's nice that all these years later, Bruce still shows up to poke fun at himself and say winning off the field.
Is it my time? For 4 days a week, it's not, Bruce.
Now, to be fair, guys, it's been a while since we've done winning off the field, so Bruce is a little bit cold.
So it's not like riding a bike, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's just a little cold.
Said, therefore I am, and I looked at Darius, he looked at me like, again.
What are you doing?
Kind of like hands behind his head going, what are you looking at me for, man?
Therefore you are looking at me? What are you doing, buddy?
Why? What are you looking over here for? Well, anything at all you want to say about that, Darius?
Winning off the field.
Hey, Bruce, what's up, bud? This is a small one, but I think that's kind of the whole point here, right? It's muddy and gross outside because all the snow melted from all the rain, right? And just not that pleasant of a weather situation we've had of late. And my shoes that I'd worn for a previous couple of days are wet, damp, right? It happened, like you stepped in a couple things that were puddly, more so than you thought, maybe a little bit deeper. Damp shoes is no fun for anybody. And then your socks get wet. Then you get the athlete's foot. It's all, the whole thing's unpleasant.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Frank. So I'm sitting there going, I don't really have a good set of shoes to wear. I have clean ones. But I don't want to wear them because it's mucky and gross outside, right? You see the problem. It's kind of this catch-22. It's a never-ending cycle. There's a pair of shoes that I thought had been thrown away. Every once in a while, my wife gets momentum and stuff just goes, man. If it's not bolted down or put in its exact right place, it's gone from the house. And I'm going, oh, no, I got no shoes. Well, these shoes that I'm wearing right now, I thought were thrown out. And they're on deck to be thrown out because they've had their time.
Those shoes.
These ones. And they're not great shoes. I don't care about them.
Those shoes weren't thrown out.
No, they're on the way to being thrown out.
Hate to see the ones that got thrown out.
Come on, this guy. So.
I mean, those shoes are tough.
Oh, they're nubs. They're $41 Skechers that I got.
They are tough.
And I worn them through and they're ready to go.
And they look like $41 Skechers.
Yeah, they look like $36
Skechers. I mean, I'm sorry. Those shoes are tough.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway.
Did he bounce?
Shut up, Danny. God. Anyway, so I thought they were gone, and I go, oh, here they are. And I found them, and these are the perfect shoes to wear
in
gross
weather. And you were excited to find them.
Yeah.
To be clear.
You're damn right.
You saw them, and you weren't like, they're still here.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Like, there was a positive emotion inside of you.
I mean, they're no Chiswicks. I can't just walk into them.
Well,
whatever.
Gene Chiswicks.
The Gene Chiswicks.
I need to get back to wearing my Chiswicks.
So the point of the dude's story is I got the perfect shoes that I don't care about to wear for the day. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
I apologize for derailing.
That's all right.
I just wanted to be nice. That's all.
Real nice. Real friendly.
Let's go to Dan in Fairfax. What's up, Dan?
Hey, boys. It was kind of a double-decker. I got off work a little early, which is always nice. It hasn't happened in the past month or two. But I went to a local food establishment that I frequent quite frequently, and they charged me for a medium, but I got a large portion. Therefore, I was.
Winning off the field.
That's how you do it.
I want to play a little game with you to try to guess the establishment. You never have to confirm the name, but I'm just going to get as close as I can here. Is there a window that you order through?
No.
Oh. Wow. So you go in and order?
I do, yes.
Hmm. And do you walk down a line, like adding things to the item?
Yes, I do.
And you got what did you eat exactly?
I got a chicken dish with rice.
Oh, okay. Mm. Very good. Could you have had it wrapped if you wanted to, but you chose not to?
I could not.
Wow.
I'm stumped here.
It's one of those, like... you know, like chicken place.
It's actually topical to the earlier conversation you guys were talking about.
Handsome men?
It's a handsome DC sports
athlete. Handsome guys?
Very good.
Nope, pandas.
Oh, but of course. And if you were to go there, would you be able to do it pretty quickly?
Not rapid, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Doug in Ashburn.
Doug, 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 Doug.
You know, it's well documented that male seasonal depression kicks in with the end of NFL, and for you guys to pile on with the apparent termination of Friday field trips, it's almost too much to take.
They will be back.
They're coming back.
They are coming back.
You gotta give us a minute.
There is a short respite this month, but I'm being told that we are looking up for next month, so they will be back. Don't you worry.
Pinky promise. All right, fair enough. So, winning off the field, and this is so classic, and of course it's food themed because it's a Grant and Danny show.
Indeed.
Uh-huh. I drive up to the McDonald's, and as usual, there's communicative error going through the drive-through there.
Sure. Did you say number? Or did you say you wanted number two or number one?
Correct.
Yep.
I ask for a double cheeseburger, which is transmitted to a double cheeseburger. What happens? I get a second double cheeseburger for free. Therefore, I am
winning off the field.
Attaboy. I thought he was going to get a quadruple.
I was going to say a four, Peter.
Like, can you go up and order? I was about to try it tonight. A double cheeseburger. That's four patties, sir. Yes, it is.
That's right.
I will see you at the next window, I believe is how it works.
I don't believe I stuttered, voice guy. Let's do it.
I will hand you commerce, and you will hand me that thing that'll kill me one day. That's how we do this whole exchange. Wow, very cool. Two double cheeseburgers for you. That's the way we play winning off the field on Grant and Danny. The next thing we'll do on this show ahead of the Beltway Blitz is give away Rod Stewart tickets. If you want those, you better be listening and ready to dial it as soon as we return.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.